Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Well, here it is, September. And another marvelous season has gone for Theater by the Sea. Bill Haney is here with us today, the owner, producer, director, choreographer, dance
floor sweeper.
Welcome back, Bill. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Mike. Great seeing you.
A great season, starting off with Beehive last June, and then into Music Man, Beauty and the Beast, and The Producers. And I'm sure, I don't even have to ask, another record season for you.
It was. The driver this year was clearly Beauty and the Beast. It was over the top. Beehive was the best in that first slot, which that was terrific. Music Man did very well. It's one of those classic shows.
It was artistically tremendous. The people in that show were phenomenal.
Everything about it.
The quartet was unbelievable.
We almost couldn't afford those four guys, but they decided to do our show. it's a great show, but we found it from North Shore. Same thing. It's not a big selling show.
Right.
It's just by nature, it doesn't do that. I wish somebody told me that before we booked it. But that's okay, because not every show can be a record-breaking show.
Right.
And we'd rather have it, but if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of our world.
Right, but Beauty and the Beast came along right after. And
soared right through the roof.
Yeah.
And then amazing. And producers did terrific.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, terrific.
There you go. So the years go by, and the seasons continue to get better and better. And we're not here so much to talk about what's past, but what's coming up. And the new season is going to start off with Ain't Misbehaving.
That's a show I did 10 years ago, first season, just like we did 10 years ago, first season Producers. That show opened up, I think it opened up the first year, first season. And it did terrific then. It's a great show. I don't know if you've ever had an opportunity to see
it. Oh, I did, yeah.
But it's just
a couple times, actually.
It's just a fun show. It's a great way to open the season. It's 3 weeks, and I think it'll do really, really well.
It's Fats Waller music, basically. It's kind of I don't want to say it's a music review, but it's more that than other.
Yeah, a very jazzy, very fun songs. I see a lot of color in it when we put it together. A lot of lighting should be terrific, and just it's imagine, you know, just you're in a really cool jazz club kind of thing, and just with five terrific. We'll find them next February or March. We'll find five great people to do that show.
So if you're out there and you're listening and you want to audition, there's a hint. That's when the audition
is
going to be.
That's February it. Keep an eye on the paper and go on our website.
All right. Well, why don't we get everybody in the mood a little bit with this first song, which is a great Fats Waller tune called "This Joint Is Jumpin'."
Bang your leather on the floor, grab anybody's daughter.
The roof is rocking, the neighbors knocking.
We're all bones when the wagon comes. I mean, this joint is jumping.
Let it be.
Come on.
Hey, hey.
Hello, governor.
Hey, man, would you put in my drink?
Forget the drink, girl. Let's cut this raw.
Hey, hey. My foot.
Don't you hit this chick. She's my bro.
Hey, you get that stuff back.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Every mouse is jumping.
Who's that just came in here? Woo! Look at how he's switching.
All right, we're dancing in our seats. We're all in the mood now. Join us jumping.
There you go.
That's a wall of tune. And, you know, Ain't Misbehaving is one of those shows that just, even though the music was from, you know, 60, 70, 80 years ago, whatever, it's one of those things that just everybody loves. It puts you in a great mood.
It's so true.
You got to be smiling. You got to be tapping your feet and smiling.
And it's really good music, 70, 80 years old. Really, really good stuff.
Right.
And again, we've been lucky enough, knock on wood, that we get really terrific performers to do the show. So that's another good reason. And I can just say there's the costumes and all that kind of fun stuff.
Now, I know as a person that goes to the theater and has seen every show there since you've taken it over at one time or another, I know that tickets sell very, very quickly. So one of the reasons we do this show in September and talk about what's going to be happening next June is so people can get tickets in advance, right?
I sound like a broken record, but it is so true. This year, we went on sale during the beginning of the producers for the next year's season subscriptions. And I'm telling you, I don't know the final numbers. We won't know them until the springtime. But they were going off the charts with new subscribers.
Right.
They just saw the shows this year. And a lot of people, as I said last year, get shut out. And the only way to really make sure you're going to see the one or two that you really want to see is to see all four, which you're still going to want to see anyways. But you will get an absolute guaranteed seat. And I really, this is not a sales piece. It's just a reality piece. If people want to see our shows, get a subscription. If not, take your chances. Plus, you save 40%.
That's a good thing, and it's easy to do. I was going to say you can certainly just do it by going to theaterbythesea.com, or you can even call the phone number at 401-782-TKTS for tickets. And those numbers are 782-8587.
Talk to Vinny.
Talk to Vinny. Talk to my friend Vinny. And I know I've said this before, that people that came to see Music Man, I had the privilege of being in that. For those audience members that are listening tonight and might not be aware, I certainly talked about it enough. But at any rate, I was in Music Man, and I had a lot of people that were first-timers that came to see the show because I asked them to
love
come
it.
Down.
With, and what they think at that, we didn't... They had to like the show.
Everybody loved the show, and everybody loved the theater. The thing that impressed me the most was, you know, you expect people to come up to you and say, nice job. But, you know, other than that, pat you on the back and tell you how great you are.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the things you expect to have happen.
Even when you stink, you know?
Yeah. But everybody commented on how great the theater was, how they loved it. I had people that came in from Pennsylvania. I had people from New York and all over New England, and they would come and say, I can't believe that I've missed this my whole life.
Isn't that awesome? So, now, I remember you telling me that you had friends you couldn't even get into the theater.
That's
it was
right.
Sold out.
Right.
That because I think we tried to get them opening night, I think you were saying. Did you ever get them in?
They had to come back. They had to come back
to
a couple weeks later
on
another night. You know, they weren't able to get in the nights they wanted to because they were shut out. So don't let that happen to you.
Really, it's we're not BSing anybody on this
right,
one.
Right. Just give them a call. All right, let's get to another Ain't Misbehaving song since that's the opening of the season. And this is a song called Give Them What They Like and How They Like It.
I used to wonder right along. I mean, why I couldn't hold a man.
I used to wonder too.
Every love affair went wrong until I changed my plan. We're having no more trouble now. My daddy's nice as he can be.
Oh, sweetheart, mine is better.
Ladies, I will tell you how. That's if you take a tip from me. Find out what they like. What they want, and when they want it, without a single word to say.
sugar if he says your jam ain't sweet.
Trust her.
Or he will sneak for his dessert across the street.
So find out what they like.
Kinda close on the title. It's actually find out what they like and how they like it.
I like give them what they want, because at a theater by the sea we give them what they want, and I love the fact that they do like it. You know,
right,
so yours is better, even though it's not the one. It's I like it.
We'll change the title in the show.
Exactly.
I want the credit for that next summer.
You got it.
All right. You know, it's we talk about a lot of things about Theater by the Sea, but the amazing grounds are one of the things that attract people. There's a great gazebo in the center of the courtyard that you can get drinks during intermission before the show.
Yeah.
And then there's, of course, the bistro, which is attached to the building to the grounds.
This year they expanded their I guess I'll call it program, whatever. They're open for lunch. They're open after the show for desserts. Of course, the cabaret nights, which is my favorite thing in the world to do. But they were doing special lunches and you know, group stuff. They really went all out this year. And the good news is it did well.
Yeah.
Because you never know. When you start to break what you're not usually used to doing, people are going to take a long time to find it. I would ask them. They said, no, we had like 60, 80 people for one of the lunches I walked in. And I said, that seems pretty darn good. And they said, it is pretty darn good.
That's great. Well, the show after Ain't Misbehaving is going to be one that you've been trying to get for a while.
Well, it's one of those shows like Jersey Boys, Lion King, Wicked. These are huge titles, and they would come back to cities time and time again. Everybody in your listening audience, I'm sure, has seen Mamma Mia, but we finally got it. We're going to do our version of a show that I actually adore. We're going to do it, and Kevin's going to direct it, by the way.
Okay, Kevin Hill.
Yeah, Kevin Hill's going to direct it for me, but I can't wait for this one, honest to God. We finally got it, and that one, by the way, we're running for 5 weeks.
5 weeks?
Yep, because it's going to be that big of a hit.
Normally the run is four.
Four is the most,
Yeah, the most, sometimes only three, but all right.
Especially given an extra week in the middle of the summertime, but that's the show. If you're ever going to need any show to do it, that would be the one to do it.
Mamma Mia. Let's listen to Dancing Queen, and we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Oh,
are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea. We talked briefly about the wonderful season that has passed us by, and if you didn't get there, shame on you. A lot of great, great, great shows that were there, but your chance is to get ready for next year with Ain't Misbehavin' opening up, and then Mamma Mia, a five-week run.
I don't know if it's ever been done there, but we're going to give it our shot. I have a feeling this one, really, you won't get a ticket to.
This is going to be a biggie. So we just listened to Dancing Queen, which is, of course, from the show, and we have one more that we'll listen to in a minute.
But you could have played them all, because every single song in that show, everybody knows the songs, and they work so well with the storyline, and they're just great songs.
Absolutely. And so if you do want to get tickets, I want to keep giving you that number. You can go to theaterbythesea.com. That's an easy website to remember, theaterbythesea.com, or call our friend Vinny at 401-782-8587 and get your season tickets. And it's just a wonderful thing. There are other things that happen there. I know you had children's program.
Oh,
a lot of
the education program was terrific. We had three. We ran that the education part. They get to be in the education program, and they also get to be on the stage, and actually perform in front of a paying audience. Mm-hmm. We had three. We ran the, I forget the show that we did, but it was run three times at one day. It kept selling out, and selling out. I tried to cram in a fourth, and I couldn't figure how to do it. It was just amazing that how much, well, you know, you figure every kid brings 18 to 20 relatives. That doesn't hurt either, you know?
Right, that's a good thing.
But it's actually a great show.
It's a great opportunity.
Oh, my God. To get started, you're at Theater by the Sea, to start your little acting career at that young age.
Right.
Couldn't do better.
Check that all out. I mean, all those things are online, and you can talk about this year. There was Jack the Beanstalk, and they had Zuzical Jr.
That's the one we did. Yeah,
that's the one you did. Yeah, yep. Okay.
And it was they were terrific. All those kids shows they did. They're only $12. It's a great way to kill a morning, and then as we said, we had the second shows now and an afternoon. And people do take advantage. We do very well with those.
Right. It's an opportunity for you. If you're looking for a day at the beach, that's a great way to start it. You go there, take that in.
That's what people do. That's what they do. They go to see the 10 o'clock show, then they go back. They're already packed for the beach because you come in your beach clothes. It's Theater by the Sea, you know? They go to the beach for the rest of the day. Or if it's raining, even better.
Perfect. All right. Let's get to another Mamma Mia tune. This one is called Mamma Mia.
like or something?
Age does not wither her.
I was expecting a rather stout matron.
Nah, she's still Donna.
Bill, I can give you some inside information that might help you.
What?
I was on stage behind the curtain for every production, obviously, of Music Man. And while we were waiting for the curtain to open, someone would come out and do the stage announcements talking about, you know, where to go, the entrances and exits. And all of
no
that thing
phones.
That has to be done, the
yep.
cell phone thing. And then whoever it was, whether it was you or Kevin or Tom, announcing the shows for next year. It was interesting being backstage and hearing the reaction.
Oh, that's good. You could hear us talk backstage
oh,
also.
Absolutely,
well,
yeah.
Good to know.
And it was like, you know, and they would talk about, and do you want to hear about next year's season? Everybody go, yeah. yeah. You know.
And then I tell them to make sure I know that you may know what it is, but please let me know by applause what you think of it.
Right.
And it's, I don't know if you're referring to this part, but when I said out of my mouth comes Mamma Mia, yeah. the audience erupted like I've never
right.
heard.
Well, it
That's
was,
what made me go to 5 weeks, I think, you know?
Well, I think what was more impressive to me was the fact that it started great with, they were very
yep.
receptive to that
Amy's Behaving. Yep.
And then Mamma Mia got the huge... But Joseph it kept swelling.
Isn't
for Joseph, and I did not expect that, quite
no,
frankly.
No, it's funny because I know the show generally does pretty well wherever you do it, but not to the reaction you're talking about.
Right.
It was like, wow. And unfortunately, it has to have the three-week slot because if not, I'll be going into October, you know? so that's one, again, if anyone wants to see Joseph, sales pitch again, but I don't need to do this. You better get your tickets.
Well, and I'm going to kind of stress it because the reaction that you got from the audience was everybody was almost as enthusiastic about Joseph as they were for Mamma Mia.
Amazing, isn't it?
And it's only going to be there about two-thirds of the time.
Yeah,
so.
I did not expect that, to be honest
right.
with you.
All right, well, talking about Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, let's get to a song from that show called Go, 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 Joseph.
Joseph's luck was really out, his spirit and his fortune low. Alone he sat, alone he thought of happy times he used to know.
Hey, dreamer, don't be so upset. Joseph, you're not beaten yet.
Go, 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 Joseph, you know what they say. Hang on now, Joseph, you'll make it someday. Don't give up, Joseph, fight till you drop. We've read the book and you come out on top.
Now into Joseph's prison cell were flung two very frightened men.
We don't think that we will ever see the light of day again. Hey, Joseph, help us if you can. We've had dreams that we don't understand.
Both men were servants of Pharaoh the king. Both in the doghouse were doing their thing.
One was a baker, a cook in his prime. One was a butler, the Jeeves of his time.
Tell me of your dreams, my friends, and I will tell you what they show. Though I cannot guarantee to get it right, I'll have a go.
First the butler trembling took the floor. Nervously he spoke of what he saw.
There I was standing in front of a vine. I picked some grapes and I crushed them to wine. I gave them to Pharaoh, who drank from my cup. I tried to interpret, but I had to give up.
You will soon be free, my friend, so do not worry anymore. The king will let you out of here. You'll buttle as you did before.
Next, the baker rose to tell his dream, hoping it would have a similar theme.
There I was standing with baskets of bread. High in the sky, I saw birds overhead, who flew to my baskets and ate every slice. Now give me the message, like his would be nice.
Sad to say, your dream is not the kind of dream I'd like to get. Pharaoh has it in for you, your execution date is set. Don't rely on all I said I saw. It's just that I have not been wrong before.
Go, go, jump. 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 If you know what they say, hang on now, Joseph, you'll make it someday. Sha-la-la, Joseph, you're doing fine. You and your dream called ahead of your time. Go, 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 Joseph, you know what they say. Hang on now, Joseph, you'll make it someday. Sha-la-la, Joseph, you're doing fine. You and your dream called ahead of your time. Go, 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 jump.
When Joseph was on Broadway, that was a big-time production with big stars,
yeah.
And but a lot of stuff going on. Is there any going to be any of the Broadway-type flying stuff and the coat going around?
No, the coat stuff will all happen. Absolutely. The coat, we have the coat. It will be gorgeous. But you mentioned flying. I think this is the first, so far, and things may change, this is the first season that I don't have to do any flying.
Really?
I think I've done flying every single summer. And that, you know, that cost me between $10,000 and $15,000 to do that.
Wow.
That is not cheap. It's done by a company in New York. They're a big company that, because these have to be safe things and the equipment, blah, 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 the training, the operating. And I'm happy saving $15,000. We'll spend it on the coat.
Well, I think, you know, that's a little, that's an interesting comment about the things that go on behind the scenes that the audience isn't aware of, how much work there is to various things. One of the things that impressed me in Music Man was there's a scene towards the end of the show where Harold Hill hits or throws the anvil salesman, the bad guy, down on the ground. And it's not a big deal. It's not Errol Flynn fighting 25 pirates.
Right.
But every night they had to rehearse that for safety
reasons. Yeah,
fight
call. Fight call. Anytime you do a fight, Beauty and the Beast, that big one at the end, same thing. You have to rehearse. It's a good thing to do, and I think it's an equity rule also.
It is, yeah.
But we didn't want to lose on that. We did lose our actor that played Gaston in Beauty and the Beast because it wasn't because of the fight call. He went and picked up Belle and just kind of, we thought he tore his bicep. Thank God he didn't, but he still did the show without a lot of the hard stuff to do in a sling for until his doctor said he can come out of it. But he said, I want to continue to do the show. And he's so terrific. I said, yes, we can live around the audience. We'll get a kick out of you doing it in your sling. We'll make a joke out of it. The audience will feel great sympathy for you, and it'll be fun. And it was. So, right, yeah, right. That stuff, very important to do.
But the, you know, the safety, the things that go on behind the scene, the care that is given the actors, and whether they're equity or not, they're all treated the same.
Treated the same. That's the most important thing. Yep. People think, oh, because you haven't got a union card, you see. No, we treat everybody the same because they're all important to the show.
I mean, I know for myself, I had the luxurious dressing room with the hot tub and you get the
good one. That's because you know me.
All right, let's get
in the elevator taking you up to it, you know.
We have one more Joseph song to go. This is called Close Every Door, and did a little research on this one. If you go to YouTube and you check all the downloads, this is the most downloaded song from Joseph.
Oh, so interesting.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Bill Haney.
Close every door to me, hide all the world from me, bar all the windows and shut out the light. Do what you want with me, hate me and laugh at me, darken my daytime and torture my night. If my life were important, I would ask, will I live or die? But I know the answer's lie far from this world. Close every door to me, keep those I love from me. Children of Israel are never alone, for I know I shall find my own peace of mind. For I have been promised a land of instead of my name. Forget all about me and let me decay. I do not matter, I'm only one person. Destroy me completely, then throw me away. If my life were important, I would ask, will I live or die? But I know the answer's lie far from this world. Close every door to me, keep those I love from me. Children of Israel are never alone, for we know we shall find our own peace of mind. For we have been promised a land.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea, and we've been talking about next year's schedule that's coming up, and we're going to be starting off with Ain't Misbehavin' in June, and then Mamma Mia, the five-week run, Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dream Show, and then a show that everybody loves, Chicago. Now, I know that Joseph, we didn't spend a whole lot of time talking about that, but that was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, and I think he's the master of what he does. And this has got such a great score. It's a fun show with a great score. It really is. It's one of those you're gonna walk out of the theater in the best mood you could be in.
Donny Osmond on Broadway.
Yeah,
right?
I heard it was terrific. I didn't see it, but I heard it was terrific.
I didn't see it either, but he got a very great reviews
Big
for
time.
It. So the audience response that when you announced it was great, so we'll see what happens.
I'm sure. Hopefully it'll all work out.
That's right. And then it's to Chicago, the biggie.
Yeah, it's excuse me, it's a biggie because I've been trying to do this show. I did it 4 or 5 years ago at North Shore, and it was a huge hit.
Now, let me just interrupt you and say that sometimes people might hear us talking in our language.
Ah.
And you say something like North Shore, and they're going, what the heck is he talking about? Bill also has another theater in the North Shore of Boston, and that's the North Shore Music Theater.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
And if you have friends up there and you ever want to go there, that operates pretty much year-round.
We only closed down January, February, and a little March.
Yeah, but there's still some shows there this
right through
fall.
Christmas. We've got Aviter probably within a week. I'm not sure what date it starts. And then we have 42nd Street, and then we finish, I think, 28 years later with the big production of A Christmas Carol, which is really truly amazing and something to see. People come from all over New England and sometimes further to see that show. It's unreal.
So there's something for you to do if you thought you had to wait till next year. They can go take a drive
Absolutely.
Up to Beverly,
and they
correct?
Will not be disappointed. Beverly, Mass. Yeah.
Beverly, Mass. It's only an hour and a half or so.
NSMT.org, and everything is right on there.
Okay.
NS, North Shore Music Theater. Yep, I have NSMT.org.
There you go.
Yep.
.org. All right.
Tongue twister.
So check that out if you're interested in doing that. And then we'll get back to the fourth show of next summer, which will be Chicago.
Yeah.
And this is just a Bob Fosse.
At Bob Fosse, as I said, we did it 4 or 5 years ago at North Shore, and it was unbelievable. And I just wanted to do it again so bad. And I wanted to do it in a proscenium-style setting, which we have at Theater by the Sea. And finally, they gave me the rights. I don't know why it took so long, but I guess you have to wait for good things, and we did in this one. And if it's anything close, if it's half of what it was at North Shore, you're in for a treat. It was
All
that
right.
good.
Well, I look forward to the entire season, and once again, there will be other things there. The the children's programming and so forth. So check out the website, theaterbythesea.com, and if you want tickets, call 401-782-TKTS if you don't want to do it right online there, which you can do. But don't be afraid. Call them up. Get your tickets.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Bill, we just gave everybody a little tease here, a little taste of some of these shows, and only a couple songs. I think you should come back again. Maybe before Christmas.
We've never done that.
Let's have a Christmas show. But you've got to guarantee that you give my audience some specials on the ticket prices.
Oh, that's an interesting concept.
How about that?
You dog, you right now. It's like, boy, and I don't know how many listeners you have, but a lot of people just heard that, We'll see.
We'll see what we can do.
You know what? We'll do something. Maybe it is a giveaway or something. Yeah. We'll do something so they should tune in. Whenever we decide to do that, you'll advance publicize it. So,
all right, great.
It'll be a blast.
We'll let you know. And so we put Bill on the spot. There'll be some kind of specials available the next time he comes in.
Yep.
And we'll figure something out.
Absolutely.
We have one more tune to listen to before the end of the show, and that's from Chicago, called All That Jazz. Bill, I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Mike. Look forward to seeing you, I guess, right before Christmas.
Okay, we'll do that maybe the end of November or something.
Sounds great.
Right around there. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? and all that jazz. I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down, and all that jazz. Start the car, I know a whoopee spot. Well, the gin is cold, but my piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl, and all that jazz. Hair and wear your buckle shoes, and all that jazz. I hear that Father Dib is gonna blow the blues, and all that jazz. Hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug, in case you shake apart and want a brand new start to do that jazz.
Skidoo!
And all that jazz.
Hotcha! Whoopee!
And all that jazz. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl, and all that jazz.
Listen, your husband ain't home, is he?
No, her husband is not at home.
Find a flask, we're playing fast and loose,
and all that jazz.
Right up here is where I store the juice,
and all that jazz.
Come on, babe, we're gonna brush the sky. I bet you're lucky, Linden, never flew so high. 'Cause in the stratosphere, I'll cut your random ear to all that jazz.
Oh, you gotta see a sheba shimmy shake,
and all that jazz.
Oh, she's gonna shimmy till her daughter's brain.
And all that jazz. Come on, babe, I don't want to paint that town. And all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz. Where there is a nightly brawl, and all that.
So that's final, huh, Fred?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Roxy.
Oh, Fred?
Oh, Fred?
Yeah?
Nobody walks out on me!
Sweetheart!
Oh, don't sweetheart me, you son of a bitch!
Roxy! Hatcha!
I gotta pee.
Now I'm no one's wife, but well, I love my life, and I'm the
jazz.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.